Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and just excited today to continue our conversation, reflection on the beauty and majesty of Jesus. The thing that we all most need in the church is just to catch a glimpse, to live with a real faith. Faith is a way of seeing, it's a way of knowing, it's a way of trusting, it's a surrender, it's a response to the invitation of Jesus, the gift of God the Father, His beloved Son, revealed to us through this gift of faith. Lord, I pray today that all those who are listening could receive a grace to grow in faith today, and a grace that will allow us to see the beauty of your plan revealed in your Son, Jesus, to see what it means to us now, and to be able to walk in it and to rejoice in it, because you want us to rejoice in it. And Holy Spirit, we ask you, who are working in us, and the promises that are given to us in the Scripture, that what you're doing as we draw near to the Lord and we abide in Him and we receive the truth about who He is, what He thinks about us, and the relationship that He Himself has initiated with us, we pray that you would grow in us the fruits of the Spirit of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, of kindness, goodness, gentleness. And Holy Spirit, give us a little fear of the Lord too. Give us a healthy filial fear of God, so that we can be wise, we can be courageous, we can be compassionate, and we can bear witness to the truth, just like Jesus did, just like the apostles did, who lived this deep walk in the kingdom, and in the midst of it were attacked constantly by the enemy. But every attack of the enemy led to greater and greater grace for their lives. And they were filled with courage and trust. And you purified them as one purifies gold. And Lord, they became lights in the earth. Lord, forge great saints for us now in these days. Surprise us all, because you usually forge saints. The ones you've poured most in tend to be the smallest, the simplest, the most humble. Not the kings of the earth that everybody's groveling after and worshiping and, you know, hey, I want to get on his gravy train so I can be happy. No, I want to be in you, Jesus. And Lord, raise up saints. Help us to love you above all things and the Father. And from that, teach us how to love our neighbor in a way that pleases you. You perfected both those things on the cross. And you call us to carry our cross. And that's at the heart of what it means for us to carry our cross, to live radically, openly, freely in love with God, and to walk in obedience in a way that causes us to love our neighbor the way we even love ourselves, but the way you love us, Lord. Help us to do it with the time that we have. We're so grateful you put us on earth. We're so grateful we're here now. In whatever circumstance it is of life, friends, whether you're shut in right now, whether you're battling sickness, whether you just got one of your kids just walked away from the faith, whether financially you're in a crisis or you're at the top of the mountain, whatever it is, everything is subject to Christ. He comes first. Put everything at His feet and look at Him and say, "Your love itself, all power and authority belong to you. I trust in you. I trust in you." I want to take up another paragraph today from the Catechism that just talks about Jesus, and maybe that can help us be able to see. And as a finish of yesterday, I read paragraph 663. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday or earlier this week, I encourage you just download the Renewal Ministries app from the App Store. You can listen to these programs anytime you want and pass them on to your friends. Let's just get the Word of God going everywhere. You know, get it into more and more people's hands, because people are getting discouraged in these days. It's difficult. And they need the truth and the hope that's in Christ that we receive through our faith in the church. And so spread the word. This paragraph, 663, I read yesterday. It's a very short one. Again, it says, "Henceforth, Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. He He's ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that is the game changer. It's the biggest game changer ever. The resurrection is the what we heard in the paragraph before that, actually the day before, is that his crucifixion, his being raised up on the cross, is the first his first movement toward being raised from the dead and then being at the right hand of the Father in glory. One of the things I think this past year that I'm most grateful for is I've tried to take more times to be quiet and to listen to the Lord and to just pray and ask the help of the saints and Our Lady in particular. And I really did have this experience this year where it was in the middle of the night and I was up, I was just laying in bed and I was praying and it was just so quiet and so still. And I think I mentioned on the program once before that sometimes I wrestle with getting back to sleep, and some of it is just letting go of all kinds of things and just allowing my heart to rest in God, learning how to do that. And so I said, Lord, I need help in doing that because sometimes I'm not very good at that. And one night I was just praying, had my hand on my heart, just laying there, and I was praying to Our Lady and asking her to show me what she sees when she sees Jesus and help me see her heart for him and experience her heart for him in some way. And all of a sudden I had this like vivid picture in my mind of just being on Calvary, standing there, a little bit like the scene from Mel Gibson's movie, you know, Jesus is crucified, he's bleeding terribly and it's dark and rainy. And I was standing there first, leaning against the cross right by his feet, and his feet were kind of at my face level, you know, and I was leaning on his feet and the blood was touching my cheek. And I looked down and I could see Our Lady. She was the only one I could see. It was like no one else was there except the two of us. And she's there and she's gently weeping and her head's down, but she's got this like radiant, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It's not like a smile on her face, but a radiance in the moment. And then all of a sudden it's like everything switched and I was sitting on the ground next to her and she's looking up at him and not saying anything to me. And I'm looking up at him and she's filled with radiance and there's a kind of a beautiful smile on her face as she's looking at him. And then the scene changed again. She was holding him in her arms like the Pietà. And I was just sitting there and she was just gently stroking him and she kissed him. And then she turned and looked to me and said, isn't he beautiful? Peter, isn't he beautiful? And I just felt something. I felt something in my heart like, yeah, he is. Even that broken body, you know, bleeding and broken. And then she said, do you want to hold him? I said, yeah, you know. And then the next scene is like I'm holding him and she's there kind of, her arm is around me and she continues to talk to me about how beautiful he is. And, you know, the Holy Spirit wants us to see Jesus. It's really the first thing the Holy Spirit wants to do other than bringing us his life is to help us see how lovely, how loving, how humble, how gracious, how merciful, how kind, and how awesome and powerful Jesus is. And that he died, you know, each one of us, Our Lady wants each one of us to have the experience of the knowledge that she wants to give her son to us. She wants us to share in the love that she has and Joseph has for Jesus. And then I had this picture later, it was a couple days later in prayer, same thing, middle of the night. And I just kind of went back to that picture and I just tried to sit with it sort of night after night, just being there and with Our Lady and asking the Holy Spirit for help to understand and to love and to hear Jesus and to hear his love. And so then I had a picture of him sort of in my mind, like he's being raised from the dead and he's rising up into heaven. And, you know, one of the strongest images we get in the Bible about God is that he's a consuming fire, the fire of God's love, the burning, purifying flame, and that all things began there with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God, who is a communion of persons, of radical self-giving love, a profound, burning, pure flame of just almost indescribable love between the Father and the Son, out of which all of God's creation comes. All out of that love, everything that is, the gigantic cosmos, the beauty of it, the wonder, its own majestic reality, its own glory that flows. It's just a dim, as big and as overwhelming as it is, it's just a dim reflection, even a small reflection of the majesty and glory that's in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that they share. And out of that love, all things come to be, and human beings came to be. And we were created as the crown of creation to be destined to share in it, but the fall separated all that. And I'm just, in a moment, it's all kind of coming to my mind, and then the Lord, I see the Lord, he's like rising up and he enters the presence. It's hard to describe. It's like, if you can think of the inner circle where the three of them are facing each other. I know this is anthropomorphic. This isn't exactly how it happened, but there's a picture that helped me, at least in the moment. It's like Jesus was coming back home. You know, when he left, he was never separated from the Father and the Spirit. But when he came back, he was different. When he came back, he had a human body, right? We read that right there in the catechism, right? He was, his body, his flesh was glorified. And what that means, at least the picture I was having, was that when Jesus came back, he stepped into, it's almost like I had a picture of him just before he stepped into the circle, he kind of looked back and he smiled and he stepped into that circle and he brought human flesh into that burning flame of divine Trinitarian love. We were brought into the presence in union with God in Jesus. And then he's there and I'm watching, and it's like he turns around to take his seat on the throne. And like first, the book of Revelation, the first chapter, says his eyes were like a flame of fire. And that's it. He stepped into with his body, and the flame, the living flame of love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is just like, I don't know how to say, like a burning torch in him. He turns around and his eyes are flaming with that all-consuming love. Our God, Scripture says, is a consuming fire. And that consuming fire is in Jesus, the fire of God's love, but also a consuming fire of God's judgment for those who refuse God's love. But he's totally under control. He has total power, but it's beautiful and it's humble and it's earth-shaking and it's bigger than anything, you know, it's so much bigger than even the cosmos itself. It's hard to describe. And then he sat down, one of us. Look at what he did to human flesh. Look at what he did. Look at where we're going. Look what he's done for us. Look at who he is. And look at what he wants you to share in. This is the last thing the devil wants you to see. This is the treasure, friends. This is our destiny. Christ is everything. Christ is our identity. Christ is our destiny. Christ is our truth. Christ is our Lord. He's everything. And most of all, he's the bridegroom who wants to be united in love to his bride. And that includes you, and that includes me, if we live and die in him, in his body, the church. God bless you, friends. Hope you can tune in tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.